G'day, Reece Dowden here, and welcome to episode 10 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. If you're going to be doing selection, make sure you check out operatoredge.com/indefatigable-demo, and you can check out the course I offer to help guys prepare for selection. But let's get into today's episode, and today's episode is about the 3.2 kilometer run, all right? And ways to improve it, all right? If you've never done it before, the 3.2 kilometer run is a tough one, particularly if you're not a great runner and you haven't done a lot of running and it sort of hasn't been in your schedule, particularly as you've grown up through your teenage years. It can be it can be a tough one. So let's go through it, ways to improve it. And I mean, personally, I've never been a great runner. Before I joined the military. And even when I was in the regular army, and even when I got to 2 Commando, I always seemed to struggle with running. When I originally did the SAS course, I passed it, I think it was about 15.25, something like that, so it wasn't too bad. But when I went for Commando, I actually failed it the first time, and then when I came back and did it again, 15.48 I got. So I only barely passed, right? But having just turned 40 last year, and I've been doing a lot of running training up for Ironman triathlon, or I was training up for that. Now I'm doing ultra marathon trail runs. I've done one of those. I've got a couple coming up, so I'm doing a lot of running. And really, my running now it's the best it's ever been. Much better than when I did selection. So much better than it was when I was in my 20s. Not only that, I actually enjoy running. Right, I never thought I'd say that ever. But I actually do enjoy it, and it's because I'm doing the right training. And with my running being where it's at and the fact that I'm actually enjoying it, let's see what I've learned throughout my journey, all right, and techniques and things you can do to actually improve your running, especially your 3.2. So I've learned a couple of things, all right. One, to improve your running, all right, you want to be doing the right running training. That's absolutely key. When I trained for selection, the only running training I did was I would do an interval session and I would do a longish sort of run, maybe 40 minutes with some surges, and then I'll do a specific 3.2 kilometer run time trial. And that was every week you do the 3.2 kilometer time trial. What I actually, and this was just a program I was following, what I probably actually needed to be doing was an interval session, which was, it should be progressive and structured. That's one each week. And then you want to do a long, slow distance run, upwards of 15 kilometers, right? And you want to kind of build up for that, but it wants to eventually be over 15 Ks, up to sort of 20 Ks, with your heart rate being in the zone 2, all right? Heart rate zones, you want to calculate those specifically for yourself. Each individual will have different zones depending on your age and how fit you are, and you can't rely on what your sports watch tells you, i.e. your Garmin or Suunto or whatever. You need to do a time trial to find what your zones are. But the zone 2 training, these runs will feel unnaturally slow, right? But they're extremely important, as what they do is that they build the mitochondria in the muscles, right? And that will help facilitate energy release, and that will transfer down to your 3.2K runs, okay? So long, slow runs, it doesn't feel like you're getting a lot out of it, but it's actually doing a tremendous amount. So you want to do an interval session, you want to do a long, slow run, or an LSD, they call it, long, slow distance, and you want to do a tempo run. And a tempo run, there's a number of different ways to do tempo runs, but think of it as you're running in sort of upper zone 3, and you're covering about 5 to 8 kilometers, all right? Zone 3 is about 20 beats below your lactic threshold heart rate, okay? And again, you want to calculate all those heart rate zones so you know that you're in the right one. A few other ways to do tempo runs as well, but that's the general idea of it. And then you would do a specific time trial for that distance. So you could do a 3.2 kilometer run, but not every week, all right? You'd probably do it every sort of 6 to 8 weeks, okay? So that's the first thing I do in regards to improving my running. And if I was going to do, train up for selection again and do the 3.2 kilometer run, they're the things I would do differently, okay? I'll do an interval session, progressive and structured, a long, solid distance, upwards of sort of 15Ks in the zone two. A tempo run, which is around your zone three, upper zone three, 5 to 8Ks. All right. And then I'll do the specific time trial. So 3.2 every 6 to 8 weeks. All right. So that's number one. Number two, if you're not a natural runner, it may take a while to see real improvement. All right. When I began doing all my running training, I remember I did a time trial for my 5 kilometer when I started the triathlon training a couple of years ago, and my time was 26:30. All right, that was for a 5K, so not too crash hot. And my long slow distance runs, they were trying to keep my heart rate in zone two. I was about 6:10 pace or 6:15 pace, so really slow. Right now, you know, I've done a five K. Oh, it was probably a while ago now because I'm doing all the ultra training, but it was 20, I think my best time was about 20:49, something like that. All right, so it's much, much better, much, much quicker, right? It's not elite, obviously, not anywhere around 18 minutes or anything, or 17 minutes or anything like that, but it's really good for me. And my long, slow distance runs are sort of, you know, especially when I was concentrating on those, it was sort of 5:10 pace up to sort of, you know, 5:30. All right, so it's much, much better. All right, and it wasn't until about the 8 month mark of consistently running, I actually started to feel that my running was improving and it became more natural and I actually started to enjoy it. But for those sort of six, seven months, it felt like it wasn't really improving and it felt like a real drag and I felt like the sort of average runner that I'd always been. But after that sort of, it was only really a 2 week period around the 8 month mark where it just clicked and I just started to enjoy it much more and my long, slow distance runs were enjoyable and the time came down really quickly and felt so much fitter as well. So that's number two, right? If you're not a natural runner, it may take a while to see real improvement. And if you know that you're not a runner, you want to start running now, right? You don't want to make that or keep that as a weakness, right? Because it's very easily improved, right? You just got to do consistent training over a long period of time. And if you're a long way out for selection and you suck at running, you know, start doing runs every week, you know, probably 3 runs a week at least. Okay. So number three, to improve your 3.2, you want to focus on your technique and have it checked by a subject matter expert, i.e. a running coach, right? For me, I thought I had solid running technique and I was landing sort of, you know, flatter on my foot when I ran. That was until I went for a running session with a mate of mine who's a running coach and he's a really good runner himself. And it turns out, you know, my technique was pretty poor. It really sounded like I was an elephant, really landing heavy and on my heel. And while some people like running on your heel, and I've talked to podiatrists that say that's fine, it's reasonably inefficient, all right? And the guy that I was running with, my mate who's the coach, he gave me some tips and on running technique and sort of landing on a bit more of my forefoot. And it made a huge difference, all right? That forefoot running, I don't mean barefoot running and running right on your toes like you're sprinting. It's just that your forefoot, you know, just below the ball of your foot is kind of touch is the first thing to hit the ground. Okay, so I'm not right up on my toes. It's more of just below the forefoot and a bit more flatter. All right, definitely not on my heel. All right, that's much more inefficient. So running sort of forefoot, running normal with normal shoes, not minimalist shoes. Okay, but it became much more efficient and my running pace. For trying to keep that same pace originally when I was running on my heel, now running sort of more or better technique, more on my forefoot, was much easier. My heart rate was slowed down by sort of 7 to 8 beats per minute straight off the bat, okay? So it's much, much more efficient. And improving your running technique will also ensure the impact through your body is greatly reduced as well, okay? So make sure you focus on improving your technique as part of your running training, all right? And that will make a massive difference. Also ensure that you have it checked by or critiqued by a running coach if you can, because like I said, I actually thought I wasn't running on my heel and running more flat, but it wasn't. And I quick look at the bottom of my shoe, I could tell that. All right, but a point to note, you know, it'll take a bit of time for your calves to get used to it as well. Like I said, it's not minimalist training. Don't run in minimalist footwear, okay? That's not good and you will injure yourself. Normal shoes, but a bit more towards the front. Forefoot striking, But it's harder on your calves and your Achilles, all right? And it took me, I remember my running coach said, or my mate said, it'll take you about a month. And exactly what happened. My calves were on fire for about a month, and now there's nothing wrong with them. Like, they handle it fine. So it just takes a bit of time. All right, so that was number three, focus on technique and have it checked. Number four, all right, ways to improve your 3.2 is make sure your webbing is set up as efficiently as possible. Right, the 3.2 kilometer run is tough, and when you're doing it in webbing and boots and carrying a rifle, it just makes it a lot harder, okay? Having your equipment set up correctly will help a great deal. And I remember seeing guys running a 3.2 and their webbing bouncing all over the place, and you know, their pouches bouncing up and it twisting along the front of their body, all that kind of stuff. And it's so inefficient. They had it really sitting really low as well. So you want to do the following things to ensure your webbing is good to go and set up correctly. So A, make sure you have the ability to lift your webbing off your hips for the run, all right? Fast sex clips work well where you have one of the male end maybe at the top on your H harness sewn in, and the bottom or the female end sewn into your belt rig, and then you can clip those together and it lifts it right off your hips. All right, what you don't want to do is you don't want to use small carabiners and clip it to the D-rings, or as they'll underload, they break, okay? So it's much better to use Fastex clips and have them sewn on. B, you want to ensure your webbing doesn't bounce around. Use a Molly setup. It's pretty standard now, all right? Molly on your webbing and on your pouches, and they just go into your comforter and it's nice and tight. All right, you could also sew parts of your pouches down in place on your comforter. You could use some paracord, pass it through the bottom of each pouch and tie it to your comforter. Or you can do what I did, and I used the Oki strap, okay, a green Oki strap, and I just passed it on the outside of my pouches and just secure it at the front, and that made it really tight, all right, against my body. But that's what you do. What do? You don't want to have your pouches bouncing around all over the place. But again, you know, the Molly setup is pretty simple. And C, you want to put all the weight in the back two pouches. Right? When you put your weight in the back two pouch, minimize pouches, it keeps the weight in the small of your back and sort of central to your body, right? And it's not on your hips. So not only is the weight close to the middle of your body, all right, so it's not right on the side of your hips sort of pushing out from your body, but it also allows you to keep your arm that's holding your rifle close to your body as possible. If your pouches, there's nothing in the side pouches and they can collapse, then you can keep your arm that's carrying the rifle nice and close to your body, all right? That's much, much more efficient, all right? So they're the three things, all right? Make sure you have the ability to lift your webbing, ensure your webbing doesn't bounce around, and put all the weight in the back two pouches. And just experiment, okay? Especially if you've got a fair bit of time for selection. Experiment. Talk to some other guys that you know are doing selection as well and see what they're doing and tweak things and get it the most efficient as possible. And one other tip. Well, I never did this, but a mate said this to me this recently. So what I used to do, I'd run in the webbing before I added the rifle, trying to get used to the weight. But my mate said actually a good point is what's really annoying about that run is when you're carrying the rifle, because it really changes your gait and you can't swing your arms because the rifle's down by your side. So a good tip would be to actually do a few runs just carrying the rifle down by your side and get used to that before adding weight, all right? So if you're struggling with running and want to improve to a standard stage where you actually enjoy it and it becomes a strength, which it should be and it needs to be, you know, start by doing the following, okay? The three runs per week, an interval session, 200 meters up to 1 kilometer runs at threshold pace, a tempo run, that's 5 to 8 kilometers in heart rate zone 3, and a long slow distance, that's plus 10 kilometers at least, heart rate zone 2, all right? And it feels unnaturally slow. And four, if you're a long way out from selection, just concentrate on getting your 2.4 kilometer run as fast as possible. And you want to get under at least 9 minutes at a minimum, because that'll transfer over to your 3.2. You got a good starting point if you're under 9 minutes. If you're only managing 10 minutes on a 2.4 and then you're going to start training for selection at 3.2, you're behind the eight ball, okay? So concentrate, if you're a long way out for selection, getting that 2.4 down under 9 minutes. And also consider your running technique and equipment setup. And looking back when I did selection, man, I wish I had known what I know now in regards to running. I certainly would have gone into selection much, much more confident And that's what you'll want to do too, because I get a lot of questions on the 3.2 because it's a tough run. Like I said, if you're not a natural runner, you haven't done a lot of running as a teenager, you might struggle. So you want to be doing the right running training, and consider everything that I've just said today in this episode. And you're running, you'll be able to turn it into a strength and not have it hanging over you and being real nervous and anxious about it, because you have to do it for the SFET and then you have to do it on selection as well. So that's it for all the tips and techniques on how to improve your 3.2 kilometer run. Hope you got a lot out of this episode. If you've got any questions, as always, make sure you email me, reese@operatoredge.com, or send me a Facebook message on my Operator Edge page, or even an Instagram message at reese_Dowden, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. But that's it. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Thanks.